Blog Talk Radio. Hello and happy Friday the 13th. This is Diva Tanya and you're listening to the Backstage Pass radio program. Today I'm doing something a little bit different. Normally every Friday at noon Pacific Standard Time, I play music from around the globe, new music from new artists. But today I'm doing something just a little bit different. For those of you who may be new to the program, which I believe that there are quite a few because of what I'm doing today, you are listening to the Backstage Pass radio program. The URL is backstagepassradio.com in case you come through one of the various URLs that are out there right now. I have two lovely gals joining me on the show today, and I'm going to introduce you to those two in just a moment. But first, I want to just let you know who is sponsoring the program today. We have some great sponsors, and I would love for you to check them out. First is a longtime sponsor of mine, Welless Liquid Vitamins and Supplements. You can find out more about them at welless.com, W-E-L-L-E-S-S-E.com. Also, Ever Pretty Dresses, and right now is a great time to check them out because the holidays are coming up and they have a huge selection of gorgeous dresses. They are at us.ever-pretty.com. And my newest sponsor, which I'm super excited about, Daddy O's Rockabilly Clothing and Dresses. They are outfitting my new group, and I think you should definitely check them out because they have a huge selection of pinup and vintage and retro and rockabilly clothing and dresses, and they have gorgeous, gorgeous dresses, and I think you'd really like what they, what they're offering if you're into that kind of clothing. They are at Daddy O's Date, and that's just like the way it's it sounds really, daddyos.com. And also, I have a new sponsor, and they are, let's see, let me see if I can say this correctly, Conf-X Buds, their noise-canceling in-ear headset with voice music headset and three microphone settings. I'll give you their, I know I'm probably not going to say this website correctly, but I'm going to give it a shot. It's sprucht.com. I should have my friend Lydia say this. It is www.sprucht.com. All of the sponsors are linked on the radio show page. So if you go to backstagepass.com, I'm sorry, I don't even know my own URL, backstagepassradio.com. If you go to that page, you'll see the sponsors and they are linked. So you can just go right to their pages from there. And like I said, normally I play some music. I will be playing music the second half of the program, but it's going to be all big band and swing era music. So if you want to hear some of great music from that era, stay tuned. You'll hear that the second half of the show. What else do I need to let you know about? I need to let you know about some upcoming performances. I sent out a newsletter today, and you know, it's funny. I can't even remember the last time I sent out a newsletter. Isn't that horrible? I have this huge newsletter mailing list, and I generally only send out one newsletter a month. I try to only do that because I hate to spam people, and everybody gets enough mail in their inbox, and I don't want to be one of those people that just constantly sends things out. So I try to keep it to once a month, but I think I've kept it to maybe once a quarter a year. I can't even remember the last time I sent one out. So I sent one out today, and it told you all about what we're going to talk about today, and I also linked to something that I can't even pronounce, which is the fear of Friday the 13th, which is, I'm going to try and say it. I'm going to get it totally wrong. Parascavidiacatrophobia. That is I think I actually did a pretty good job. It's the fear of Friday the 13th, and that is today. And then I talked a little bit about my friends that are going to be on the show today, and a little bit about the show and the newsletter. If you're not already on my newsletter, I would love for you to join it. I only send out once a month. And you can do that by going to my website, divatanya.com, or my blog, divatanyablog.com. And you can sign up, excuse me, on the newsletter there. And we're going to be, actually, there's a live chat that happens during the show. And if you want to join the live chat, you can go to the radio show page. If you scroll down a little bit, There's a link to join there. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you have a username on there, you can use your username on Blog Talk Radio, or you can just sign in as a guest. There's not usually a lot of stuff happening during the chat, but if you want to join in and you know make it fun today, by all means, go and join the chat. You can also call in to speak to us today. If you have this burning desire to talk to us, by all means, call us. The phone number is 347-857-2052. You can also use that phone number to call in and listen to the show. But of course, we're streaming live online. And we'll also be tweeting live during the show on Twitter. And my handle is at Diva Tanya. And then I believe that Lindsay is also on there. Let's see if I can find her handle real quick. Lindsay is, let's see, she is at Lindsay, and she spells her first name funny, just like me. It is LINDSYAE Fitness, and that's all one word. And I'll put that on my Twitter account in just a minute. She has such a pretty picture on her Twitter account. But we'll both be tweeting live during the show, so you can talk to us on Twitter as well. I didn't tell you about the shows. I'll tell you about that real quick, and then I'll introduce them on the program. So we have a few shows coming up on Friday, December 4th. These are all free shows, by the way. So if you live in the Inland Empire, which is in Southern California, we'll be performing a bunch of shows in that area, and we'd love for you to stop by. On Friday, December 4th, we will be performing at, it's called the Crush Art and Music Nativity Festival. And I believe the address, I'm going to double check this, but I believe the address is 785 North San Antonio Ave in Upland, California. We'll have some more information about that on my website soon. On Monday, December 14th, I'm very excited about this one because we do this every year. This is a great venue. This is the Ontario Convention Center, which is absolutely gorgeous, and they really do it up during the holidays. I'll be performing with the Ontario Chafee Show Band. I'll be playing trumpet, and I'll be singing and doing a bunch of solos that evening. It's a holiday celebration. That's Monday, December 14th. And then on Thursday, December 17th, we're going to do our first ever live Periscope event, and we'll be doing a holiday concert online, and we'd love for you to check that out. So pretty much if you live anywhere, you can catch us live for that Periscope event. And I think that is pretty much all of my, like, I got to tell you all this stuff kind of in the beginning of the show stuff. So I'm going to introduce you to the girls now. I'm going to first introduce you to Lindsay, who I'm unmuting right now. Lindsay, would you like to say hello?
Hello?
Hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Yay, she's online. Did I say your Twitter handle correctly?
This is Aunt Kathy.
Oh, Aunt Kathy. Oh my goodness. I unmuted the wrong person. Well, Aunt Kathy, I'm going to put you back on hold for a second, and I'm going to say hello to you again in a minute. I have to introduce the girls that are on the show first. I unmuted the wrong person.
Yeah.
But thanks for being on. Okay, thanks for being on there, though. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was hilarious. I clearly need somebody running the board for me. Let me unmute the right person. Hey, Lindsay, I'm muting the right person now.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you
guys
there?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
I'm here.
Okay, yep. I got the right person. I did not unmute my Aunt Kathy. I unmuted Lindsay. Do you like how professional this is so far?
You know, I am amazed that this is even happening. Like, I have no handle on the basics of even what you're doing. So I think you're doing great.
Well, clearly I don't either, because I just unmuted the wrong person. So, all right. So we've got Lindsay now. Hold on one second. I'm going to unmute the other line, which I'm going to make sure is the correct line, and introduce Lydia as well. So hold on one second. Hey, Lydia, you're there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Okay. So now,
really me.
Okay, great. So, you know, when I was thinking about this earlier, I was like, how, you know, normally when I have multiple people on the show, I always have to tell them, oh, you know, when you go to talk, make sure you say this is so-and-so. But the great thing about this, Lydia, I'm gonna make a little joke here, is that Lydia is actually from Switzerland. So she has this cute little Swiss accent. So you'll know who you're speaking to, you're listening to immediately, because when Lydia speaks, she has this nice little Swiss accent. So now you're going to have to talk a little bit more so they can hear that.
Well, thanks for bursting my bubble of trying to be American here, but, yeah. You know.
But it's cute. I wish I could have a little Swiss accent. I have just one of those lousy Boston accents, which I try to cover up, but instead I really, it slips out every now and then. I park my car. I drink my water. So, all right. Sure. So I've introduced the gals, and now what I'm going to do is first of all, let me tell everybody a little bit about what we're doing here. So for those of our listeners who are like, well, who are these people? Why is she even having them on the show? Because I could not even explain that at all. I'm just assuming, oh, everybody's in the newsletter, which would be wonderful. But so join the newsletter if you're not already on there. So what happened was, you know, when I came to, and Lydia, I'm going to actually have you tell a little bit of the story too, because what happened was when I first came to Southern California, I didn't know anybody. You know, I grew up and I was born and raised in Boston. And so, you know, I worked in Boston for about 25 years. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm going to get married and move to California. And of course I knew no one here. So I didn't have any connections musically here. And so I sort of just kind of reached out online and tried to make contacts with as many people as I could. And that's how I sort of became friends with Lydia. And then through Lydia, I became friends with Lindsay. And at one point I had found these, an audition for one of those Tony and Tina, Italian wedding dinner theater things. And I didn't really know what it was. It said that it was an audition and that they were looking for singers. And so I thought, well, you know, I'll go and see what it's all about. And Lydia and I had been, you know, sort of talking back and forth online, and I didn't know her very well, but I sent it to her and I said, well, you know, would you be interested in doing this? You want to go together? And she was like, yeah, okay. And so, so we went. And so Lydia, why don't you tell them your thoughts on the audition?
That was quite an interesting experience. Well, for one, I actually did really enjoy it. I thought it was a fun time.
It was.
So we got there. Yeah, we got there and they asked us to like sing a song or something. First they interviewed us, then we got to sing a song each, and they were actually pretty impressed, which was cool. And then they asked us to start reading lines. And so my favorite part of that, and I'm sure
you read. Tell them who you read for, yes, and then tell them who
exactly.
I read for.
So I was reading for this bridesmaid, and Tanya and I just started to laugh so hard because they actually put Tanya in as the grandma.
Yeah, the grandma. So you got to read as the bridesmaid.
Yeah, it surprised us all, especially since there were a lot more older people there that could have been grandmas rather than you, but you know.
And I'm dropping F-bombs left and right. I'm like, you get to read for the bridesmaid, and I'm the effing grandmother.
Hey, that day, though, Tanya taught me a very important lesson, or not even a lesson. She just taught me how to talk. Was it Bostonish? I don't remember what it was.
Because we had to read for a New York accent.
I know. I tried. I tried so hard. And at the end, they told me, oh, you know, you really got to work on that accent a little more.
Well, because you were, remember, I was like, it's water. You want your water, and it's your father.
Water. I thought I did just fine, but apparently, I was wrong again.
I think for a 10-minute lesson in how to speak in it with a New York accent, you did pretty good. They loved you, though. She was fantastic. She was so great at the improv stuff, and but I was just so mad that I was reading for the grandmother that I did not do well with my improv. But when we left. When we left, they said that this show had been running for 20 years and it sold out every single time. And we were like, you've got to be kidding me. Because it was really, I mean, you could see how it would be fun, but it was really kind of like the Jersey Shore amped up at a wedding. And so we were like, this isn't really our thing.
Not enough singing for us.
There wasn't enough theater, not enough singing. Yeah. So we sort of left there and decided that, you know, and I said, I could write a dinner theater production that would be so much more up our alley and a lot more fun. And then we sort of brainstormed a little bit, and I thought, you know, the big band swing era, that whole World War II era, it would be so much more fun. We could get swing dancers in there, and the focal centerpiece could be like this whole Andrew Sisters kind of trio. So she reached out to Lindsay, and you know, Lindsay, I never even asked like how that even came to be with you, like how Lydia even approached you and what your initial reaction was. All of a sudden Lindsay just showed up one day and I was like, oh, hey, hi, nice to meet you.
Well, Lydia and I have been friends for a while. We've been friends about 2 years, 3 years, Lydia?
Yes, 2 years. Maybe for longer, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't even know. Anyway, we both found out that we love singing, and so that was a huge focal point for our friendship, and we would often get together and sing. And I wasn't like actively looking for anything to do with singing, but Lydia was. And so, you know, since she knew that I was interested in singing and that also like I was capable of doing it seriously, then she, you know, when she hooked up with you, Tanya, then it was just kind of like a natural invitation, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let's just be honest. At first, I just bragged to Lindsay how cool of a friend I made. And then she got a bit interested there because, you know, friends, you know, there's a certain Chelsea. I'm just kidding. But I did brag. And she was, I think we just talked about it so much. And it was just such a fun idea of bringing that together.
Yeah, and the best part was that Lindsay could sing soprano, so
because
both Lydia and I are both altos, and so we were like, well, we need somebody to sing the top part, and then Lindsay came over, and she was like, no problem, and she's singing these notes that I can't even look at, and I was like, she's in, no problem, she's in. let's just talk a little bit about your backgrounds, because you guys you both do all this really great stuff outside of music too, and so I would love for everybody to just hear a little bit about who you are and what you do, and so why don't we start with you, Lindsay?
Okay. Well, firstly, I'm a mom of three. My kids are 6, 4, and 2. And I am married, and we just live here in Upland, California, in the Inland Empire, like you were saying. I have always sung since I was little. That's what just kind of comes naturally to me. But within the past couple of years, I've really gotten into fitness, and it's really changed my life as far as like my moods and my energy levels. And so I am also a beach body coach, which just means that I use workout videos from the company called Team Beachbody, and I also sell them because I love them so much. And so, yeah. I was just going to say that I just encourage anyone to get out there and start exercising. It doesn't matter what you do, just find something that you like and then start doing it.
Yeah. And you're a teeny tiny little thing too. So she lists what she says, but you also, just as far as music goes too, she also plays guitar and piano too. So she's like uber talented.
Yeah.
She just does everything.
You know, I'm kind of at an intermediate level on guitar and piano. So, I mean, I tell people that I play, but I'm not.
Don't undersell yourself. Come on.
She's super
talented. But then, and then they both are. They're both like multi-talented. So Lydia, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself too?
Sure. Yeah, I would love to. So obviously, as Tanya already said, I grew up in Switzerland, And I actually went to an art school there. I studied photography and I got my degree from there. And I've been working as a photographer pretty much ever since. I do have a website. It's really a blog. So it's really just www.lydiatolman.blogspot.com. You can find me also on Facebook and on Instagram under Lydia Tolman Photography. And seriously, like it, because I have like barely any likes anywhere. So I've been doing that, which is a lot of fun. And then I started singing about the same time that I started photography. I started to perform in Switzerland, mainly with people that I know from a little more the jazz scene, I would call it. I was able to sing and to dance in a musical. It was called Over and Over. It was a very small production, but it was fun. It was very much fun. Well, then after that, really, I decided to serve as a missionary for my church, and I did that, where I actually met my husband, and we eventually, after living in Switzerland together, moved here and started having kids, and everything went a little bit crazy, and shortly after that, I met Tanya. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, that was in a nutshell. Hi, Lydia, just so everybody knows, I just posted Lydia's website on my Twitter account, and I'm now posting Lindsay's, I'm sorry, I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, and I'm posting Lindsay's Twitter account so everybody can get, because I think, Lindsay, you have your website on your Twitter account too, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so I'm posting Lindsay on Twitter as well. So everybody can check you guys out. So there we go. Okay, so I just posted that on my Twitter account so you guys can check them out. And then, so what's happening as far as our group is concerned? Well, there's two different things going on. We've been practicing and doing some stuff, and we've got sort of two different facets of what we're doing. The first is that, you know, we originally came together to do this dinner theater production, which I'm so excited about. It's, you know, in my head, I have, you know, all these big grand plans, and I think it's going to be done tomorrow. And then I realized, no, this is going to take a few months to happen, because, you know, I have everything in my head, but I tend to have a little trouble with delegation and getting things, you know, out there and in production. But, you know, people who have been in my productions before know that it does get done. It just takes a little while. But so, you know, I've been writing and getting everything done, but I'm forecasting, I guess, when the actual production will be done. And I'm thinking that I'm hoping for spring of 2016, maybe like beginning of the summer 2016. But the way that I'm envisioning this happening is really something like very interactive, where we would be on a stage with a band, and there would be swing dancers involved and actors involved in the show, but people would be invited to come to, you know, it would be a dinner theater production. So people would come and they would have dinner and they would be part of the show if they wanted to be. They didn't, you know, we wouldn't force them to be, but they would be part of the show and there would be actors and dancers involved in the show and they would be out in the audience. And there would be this whole storyline going on, and it would be very interactive throughout the whole entire evening, and people could come in costume if they wanted, in period costumes and dress, and they would be able to get up and they'd have dinner. They could get up and dance to the music, and there would be, you know, an entire story that would go on, and it would be set during that whole World War II era, and all of the music would be centered around that as well. So, so that's the ultimate goal. But in the meantime, we're also doing just regular gigs. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have some already set up for December, and we're going to continue to do that until the show itself is done. So, it's funny because we started out, we were so casual, like, we're good. We can just kind of take our time with this, and we're getting to know each other and just kind of hanging out. And then all of a sudden we were like, oh my God, we got these gigs. We have to get going. And so we've been cranking out rehearsals it's been really fun getting to know them and getting music done. And we've gotten ourselves really organized and we've gotten a lot of great music together. So we're going to keep going with that. But in the meantime, we've had to come up with a band name. And so we have, we've sort of promoted this, and we thought a fun way to do that would be to, you know, put a little contest out there to help, you know, we came up with some names on our own. And so we decided to have a raffle and invite people to vote on the names that we came up with or to write in their own. So the way that we ran it was that everybody could vote. And if they voted on one of the ones that we picked, that they would get one vote, one raffle entry, and then if they wrote in their own, they would get three raffle entries. And we opened it up to everyone. And so if they wrote in their own, So we started it. When did we start it? Last Wednesday, was it, or Thursday?
I think so. Something about there.
Yeah. So. So anyway, so we, you know, I don't know if you girls looked at this, but I went through the raffle list last night to collect all the names, but we had a lot of write-ins. I didn't realize how many write-ins we had. But so what we did was we kept it open to family and friends as well, because I wanted it to be a fun thing. We wanted everybody to be able to be involved, and we didn't want it to be so stuffy. So we decided that pretty much everybody could be involved and have fun. And so we are going to pull the raffle winner today. We have all the names ready to go, and we're also going to announce the band's the group name today. So last night we had rehearsal, and we sort of tossed it. We were like, oh, what are we going to do? We also left it, we should just say, we left this sort of caveat open that we would have final say over what the group name was, basically because we needed to make sure that it was something that we could market appropriately and that was really appropriate for who we were, and we felt like we could brand ourselves well with it, and that really, you know, made sense for who we were and that we felt comfortable with it. And we knew that you guys would all understand that as well. So, but we want to thank everybody that participated, and we really were happy so many people did participate. It was a lot of fun. Did you guys think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
People are pretty creative too.
Yeah. But it's funny because we went back and forth. We had two names that we narrowed it down to last night, and we went back and forth and back and forth. And we called one of my friends, and we texted our friends, and we're like, what do you think? Which one do you like better? And we couldn't decide. And then I don't know if you guys did this, but after you guys left, I'm like, I don't know, did we go with the right one? Yeah, I think we did though. I think we went with the right one. So here's what we're going to do. Right now, we are going to, I'm going to do a little drum roll, and we're going to announce the raffle winner. Are you girls ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay. So let me find my little drum roll here, and then I'm going to pick the winner. Okay. The winner is Zach G. I don't know who Zach
is. Yeah, that's actually one of my friends.
Okay, well, that's good to know because Zach G won. And I don't know who Zach G is, but he won. So we're going to let him know. We're going to post it on Facebook and on the blog to let him know that he won. But Lydia, since you know him, you can let him know that he won.
Absolutely.
Good. You know, it's funny, though, because I had to go in and put all the names in by hand to enter it into the raffle generator. And I was like, I have to just say, there was a woman in here, and I was like, this woman deserves to win just on principle, and I'm just going to say her name because I love her to pieces. It was Erica, and then in parentheses it said, Mama of 10. I'm like, this woman deserves to win on principle. Mama of 10. God bless her. So,
wow.
But,
that is actually one of my friends.
So,
she is amazing.
Yeah, Erica, Mama of 10, you deserve to win just because you are amazing. So you get my props just for being awesome. But Zach G has won our prize, and he will get that shipped out to him. And now we're going to announce the name. So who wants to – I'm not going to do that. Who wants to announce that?
Oh,
Lydia?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Lydia, you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia.
All right.
Wait, let me do another drum roll, and you can tell them. You ready?
You just met the Lemon Drop.
Yep, that's it. That's our new group name. It's the Lemon Drops. We figured that that was kind of cutesy, and it was, you know, we're all blonde. That's the other thing. You know, if I didn't love these girls to pieces, I would have to hate them because they're so beautiful and they're way younger than me and talented. But I love them to pieces. They're awesome. And they've been so great to be on the show today. And I know that they've got kids crawling all over their feet, and they've been on so great to be on the show for a half an hour now. So I'm going to let them go and have the rest of their day to themselves and their children. And then I'm going to play some great music for you for the rest of the show. So you guys, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Tanya.
Oh, it was awesome having you guys. It was a nice change up from my usual routine on Fridays. And it was a very unspooky Friday the 13th. It was a nice day. So I'm going to let you guys go, and then I'm going to continue on the show and play some great swing and big band music. So you guys have a great rest of the day.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You too,
Tanya.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right. So I'm going to let those two go. But if you guys are listening, thanks so much for hanging in there. And for the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some music. Thank you guys for listening to the interview from my ladies this afternoon, the Lemon Drops, and congratulations to Zach G. And also, I'm going to come back in at the end of the show and say goodbye and all of that. But for the next half an hour, I'm just going to play some great music for you. And I'll come back in at the end just to say goodbye. I also just want to remind everybody that today's show has been sponsored by Welles Liquid I really need to slow it down, don't I? Welles Liquid Vitamins and Supplements, Ever Pretty Dresses, Daddy O's Rockabilly Clothing and Dresses, and then also Conf X Buds Noise Canceling in the Air Headsets. So these guys have sponsored the show today, and they're sponsoring the music you're about to hear. And I'll be back on in about a half an hour to say goodbye to you all. But thanks so much for tuning in, and enjoy this music for the next half an hour. You're listening to the Backstage Pass Radio program. My name is Diva Tanya. This is BackstagePassRadio.com.
From out Chicago way, he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his class. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump into the bar. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da, toot da da, toot toot. He blows it into the bar. He can blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He is the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
At you, and suddenly something in your eyes eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
From white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me and some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown until he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid that he'll leave me. He's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, looking like a clown till he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid he's gonna leave me, 'cause he's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure won't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine.
That's mighty fine, Bozzy's. Fine, in fact, for one more chorus.
Okay, Jimmy. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me, some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown until he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid he's gonna leave me. He's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure won't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, he tells me that he's mine. Oh, if after all I've said my face starts turning red, don't start teasing, I got a reason, the object of my affection.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song,
side by side. Don't know what's coming to tomorrow.
Maybe it's trouble and the sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our love.
It always has, and it always will.
That was the Andrew Sisters, and that is the end of the program today. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I want to thank Lydia and Lindsay for being on the show today, and thank you to all of you who voted in and helped us with the name, and congratulations to Zach for winning the raffle and for voting in and helping us with the name. We are now officially the Lemon Drops, and we'll have more information about our website and the URL and all of that coming up. But you can find out more about us by just hanging out on my website, divatanya.com, or on my Twitter account, at divatanya. You can pretty much find me anywhere online, at divatanya. And of course, if you join my newsletter, you can find out more about that as well. You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook and all of that, and we'll keep you posted about all of that stuff. We have some gigs coming up in December that we would love to see you at. Stop by, or during our Periscope performance on December 17th. So even if you're not in the Southern California area, you'll be able to hear us and see us, and we'll perform for you then. And let's see, I want to thank Wellest, Liquid Vitamins and Supplements, Ever Pretty Dresses, Daddy-O's Rockabilly Clothing, and Comf X Buds Noise Canceling Ear Set. And all of you for tuning in and listening today, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the program. You're listening to the Backstage Pass Radio program. My name is Diva Tanya. The URL is backstagepassradio.com. Every Friday at noon, I play new music from around the globe, so please do tune in. It's at noon Pacific Standard Time here in LA. That's it for the show today. Thanks so much. Try to stay away from any black cats and any mirrors and broken glass and all of that on Friday the 13th. Because I'm so not superstitious. But I hope you guys have a great weekend, a great week, and I will talk to you all next Friday, same time, Pacific Standard Time, noon, Backstage Pass Radio program. Thank you all so much. Have a great week.